Case number 11,115, Thomas 2, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being Lot 3 within Cape Windsor, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
It's almost morning. Thomas J. Tuis.
And your address?
38719 Roosevelt Avenue in Fenwick Island, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to compliment you on your patience. You certainly have a lot of material to listen to, and you do it so very well.
So that's your case?
Huh?
I was just kidding you.
What are you saying?
I said, so that's your case?
Well,
just kidding you.
Actually, I'm a preacher by profession, and that may scare you because you think you're going to get a long sermon, but I have a reputation of giving short sermons.
Oh, good.
So I won't take any more than 5 minutes of your time.
Okay.
I'm a 40-year resident, as it were, of Fenwick Island. I had a 72-foot mobile home there for years, and in 2005, I decided to build a permanent home. I submitted my plans to the community association. I don't know whether you're interested in the letter,
I made some extra copies of it, in which the community association assured me that I was in compliance with all the regulations that were necessary. I found that in August of this summer, I received a letter from the zoning commission saying that my builder had never given the zoning commission a record of the elevation and the plot. And so I had copies of them. I made sure that they had them. Then I found out that as a result of this, that I needed a variance for the back of the property, which is supposed to be 10 feet, and I only had 5. But that, I understand, has been standardly granted to the people in Fenwick Island and in Cape Windsor, because all the houses are 5 feet from the property, line. But the other problem was the deck on the front of the house is 4 feet too far out. When I had the mobile home on the property, I had the mobile home was 20 feet from the bulkhead, which is what is required, and I had a 4-foot deck on it. So it's extended 4 feet beyond the requirements. But it was on the ground level. So, and I was not aware that there was any problem with it because it was on the second level, but now I'm told that there is. When I built the house, I deliberately put it 24 feet from the bulkhead because I knew that I was going to have an 8-foot deck. And I didn't want to impose on my neighbors any more than I had, with any more extension. So I deliberately put the house 4 feet back so the deck wouldn't go any further out than the previous deck had. Not aware, however, of the difference of the levels. The requirements in the community are that you cannot go beyond, you can't have that 4-foot deck if you put a permanent roof on it. But if there's no roof on it, it's all right. The second floor deck, again, has no permanent roof. But as I say, in deference to for my neighbors, who both have one-level homes, I thought if sometime in the future they build a 2- or 3-story home, that if I'm too far out, I'm going to be I'm going to cause them a problem. They will block their view, which is the reason why, as I say, I moved the house 4 feet back from where it had to be built in order that the deck would not extend any further, because I was concerned about my neighbors on either side. I've had no complaints from them about the present structure. I was not aware that this was a violation. If I had known that, I could have moved the house 8 feet back. It didn't make any difference. It's only 40 feet long, and the other one was 70, so I had plenty of room behind me. But I deliberately made it 4 for their benefit, not realizing that I should have made it 8. But I didn't know anything about these requirements. And my builder, who was a Coastal Customs ICS, Mr. Tim King, I presume he should have known that.
and should have applied for the variance. But he didn't, and so now I'm stuck with it. And he's not willing to help me with it.
Do you have his address?
Pardon me?
Do you have his address?
I only have, well, he lives actually in Cape Winter.
Okay. Can you provide his address to the office in the morning?
Sure, I can.
We'd like to send him a letter.
Yeah, okay. Now, whether he knew it or whether he didn't know it, but I would think as a builder, he should have known it.
Did he obtain the permit?
Huh?
Did he obtain the permit?
Yes, he did. He got the building permit. I had drawn the plans up myself, had an architect work on them, you know, make up blueprints for purposes of a building permit. And he applied for it. And I would have thought they would have told him. If they told him and he just ignored it, I don't know. But, I mean, if he did not apply for the variance that apparently I needed for this deck. And so that's my situation. Would be very difficult to move the house back 4 feet at this point. I did not know about this. I just found it out last summer after 7 years in the house. I had an occupancy permit was granted for the house, so I again presumed that if I had an occupancy permit that the house therefore was in keeping with, you know, all the regulations. I have a note here from the surveyor, from the Sussex County Council saying certification of occupancy will be issued until the fee of $40 is paid. And I paid the fee on 4707. So I did pay for the occupancy permit. I received the occupancy permit. Therefore, I was only aware that I, you know, there was no problem. I didn't know about the problem until just this last August when your office notified me that they didn't have the elevation certificate and they didn't have the plot certificate, which I had given to the builder, but I don't think he filed them, or maybe he forgot or didn't.
He didn't file the elevation certificate for you either, Monsignor?
Pardon me?
He didn't sign, he didn't give the elevation certificate to anyone either?
I gave it to the builder.
That's what I'm saying, he didn't.
He apparently did not give it to this office, to the Zoning Commission. I have recently obtained from the surveyor, additional copies of it. If you wish,
no,
I have.
That's all right. That's fine.
I have 4 or 5 copies of it now.
We have.
Okay. But apparently, he did not file it.
Well, you are aware that I see you presented a letter to the board here from your chairman of the Cape Windsor Association.
Yes.
Just be aware that Sussex County supersedes any restrictions that or variances that they ask for. We supersede that. So you want to make sure whatever you do.
If I build again, I will. Believe me.
Okay. That we
I really was not aware of that. You know, I submitted it to the community. The community said everything is in keeping. He went and got the permit. So I presume, again, everything was a copacetic.
That's probably what happened. He probably went to the community association and said, I'm gold. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions for members of the board or the council?
But my neighbors have never complained about the deck, you know, and I don't know what I would do about it at this point. But as I say, I deliberately moved the house 4 feet back so that I wouldn't go any further out than I was already, in deference to their concerns.
Thank you. No other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? One hand in the back.
He's a friend of mine, so he's going to be.
Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,115. I don't believe it was created by the applicant. I don't believe it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, especially since in the time span that's been built. Minimum variance to afford relief. unique in the sense that the builder should have taken care of it and not otherwise be developed without it.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
The motion has been seconded by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
All right, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Ricker.
Yes, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons.
And I vote aye for the reasons that were stated. Case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.